are they gonna sue if this was like a free tape? On type.
Because they're not getting paid off of it, right? Because of the subscription.
It's exclusive to them.
Oh, it's like they're not selling it, but they're
getting exactly
Isn't it? The bird wants looking up a bird man though. Yeah. He's like, I know what the fuck. This ain't no free Weezy album.
Exactly. I guess. I guess. Then a hip hop album review, Lil Wayne, free Weezy album. Now, before we get into the review, make sure that if you want to support your channel, Dead End Hip Hop, we have fan funding. Also, we have t-shirts, so you can go to deadendhiphop.com. Also, we're not begging you. This is your choice if you want to support or not. We're still doing it. We're still going to put out videos. So it's your choice, man. We're not telling you to do anything that you don't want to do. But you're supporting by subscribing, also by watching. Also, for all of you concert goers, Mike got a 411 on that.
There's a company called Uprise that I recently started working with. They're a great company doing a lot of awesome things for people that go to concerts. And right now they're doing a contest where they're giving out free concert tickets every week. So we'll put the link in the description section, so make sure you click that and check it out. I think these guys are gonna revolutionize the way we purchase tickets.
Back to the Dead End Hip Hop album review, Lil Wayne, Free Weezy album. Now, here's the thing, especially with commercial artists that get a lot of visibility, I could typically tell where their mind is at by their features and that they're about to drop something because all of a sudden they're being featured on so many other big artist projects. So with Wayne being featured on
Tyler the Creator
and A$AP Rocky's album and those verses being so damn crazy, I'm like, okay, I know Wayne is ready. And for me, anything that is not the Carter is not an album right now from Wayne. It's just mixtape. It's just music that you're throwing away just because of whatever. And I think that's what gets me so frustrated with this. And also all of you freaking Wayne stans, I'm so frustrated with you guys because you give them a pass for like I'm Not a Human Being too. Right? Like, you guys give him a pass, but then he comes out with this shit, and it's like, how do you give a pass to a guy doing that bullshit when he can clearly rap, and he can still clearly rap, and he still has it in him? Because listening to this project, the one thing that stands out the most out of almost every Wayne project I've listened to since we've been doing that in hip-hop, he does not sound fucked up. He sounds like he is 100% cohesive and he knows what he wants to do with his music. And that starts off with the intro track, Glory. Oh my God, when this shit came out, I sent a text to everybody in the crew because I'm like, where has this Wayne been? You know what I'm saying? And again, I heard it with those features that he had, and he brought it on this project. Now, am I saying that this is the greatest Wayne project or my favorite? No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying, in recent memory, Wayne has not been this good. And for everybody that always gives them passes, I can't, because this motherfucker can rap like this. A Murder with Corey Guns, man, that shit hard. Psycho's hard. And then Euro, this guy Euro, that I don't know. I remember I was on this guy because I heard a feature, and I don't remember. The track Pull Up. Like, that's just hard too. But the dude Euro, I can't remember if he was signed a Bad Boy, if he was signed a Young Money Cash Money. I think he was signed a Young Money Cash Money. Euro's dope. Everything that I've heard with him being featured on and stuff like that, I fuck with Euro, man. White Girl with Jeezy, Pick Up Your Heart, like, that was dope. The joint with Wiz Khalifa, Living Right. You know what I'm saying? Like he had joints on this that is just like, well, goddamn, Weezy, thank you for waking the fuck up. Thank you. Wayne is a commercial artist, so he's gonna make that Southern boom, loud, commercial sounding music, which is fine, but the motherfucker's spitting throughout this whole project, and this is not one of the best projects I've heard, but this is one of the best Wayne projects in recent memory, and I'm excited. And like I said, anything that is not the Carter album is a fucking mixtape to me. So that's another reason why I'm kind of mad, because he keeps fucking all his music, man. Give me the Carter, Wayne. He can't. Give me the... What you? How are you blaming him? He can't release it.
Why you can't release it?
Where have you been for the past? What is wrong with you? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Birdman won't let him release
it. That's why they're beefing. Where have you been?
But how does Birdman still have control over all that?
Because he recorded it while he was still signed to Birdman.
Yeah.
How do I know this, but you don't? I thought you knew all this. We talked about all this.
Isn't Birdman trying to sue Tidal now?
Yeah, because they released this
album. Yeah, for Weezy.
Yeah. He can't release Carter. He wants to. That's why he's mad.
How are they going to sue if this was like a free tape? On Tidal.
Because it's getting paid off of it, right? Because of the subscription.
It's exclusive to them.
Oh, it's like they're not selling it, but they're
getting exactly.
Isn't it? The bird wants looking up a bird man though. Oh, man. He's like, I know what the fuck. This ain't no free Weezy album.
Exactly.
This ain't no free Weezy album.
Birdman's a lot smarter than people think.
Hey. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about
it. They're making money, but they're not selling
it. Yeah, I didn't even.
They're selling the subscription that you have to have.
And with them signed to Tidal.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, didn't Lil Wayne make like an official deal with Tidal or something?
Yeah.
That's some slick shit.
Smart. I kind of think everything surrounding this project was more interesting than this project. Just him releasing it on Tidal. Was interesting because it was supposed to be this exclusive release, but then in a matter of hours or minutes, it was out.
Everybody had it.
Everybody, right. But yeah, I was kind of curious to see how would people actually end up listening to this project, and we all know how it just leaked. So I thought that was interesting, along with the lawsuit that followed it as well, because, you know, now that Wayne is beefing with Cash Money, there's a lot of drama with that. He addressed a lot in Sorry for the Way 2, a little less in this album itself. And I think that was just the storyline around it was a little interesting. And then there was an interview I listened to with Lil Wayne when he was on Wild Wayne. And Wild Wayne apparently feels the way that FIFO does when he was talking about his rapping and, you know, when are you gonna bring this type of Wayne back? And Wayne, you know, was like, well, he said all this stuff comes easy to him. He said he'd been doing this so long that, you know, this is easy. And he went on to say that, he said about the storytelling, he was like, sometimes I think if I was to ever think about it, then it would become complicated and difficult. I thank God after every bar I make up, sometimes I blow myself away. So it's got to be more than me just putting this together, because he says he does it with his eyes closed.
Open your fucking eyes and see everybody else's face in the room going.
You need to rewrite that verse.
The reactions from Twitter, the reactions from the internet, the reactions from the website, the people around us, everybody like, man, this is straight fire, this is straight fire, this is straight fire. And then you listen to it and you get what, three love songs, you know, on the album. Glory, cool with Glory. And I don't know if he rapped that way because of the beat and the beat pulled that out of him, but Glory was cool. Psycho was a little weird. Him picking up panties and sucking on somebody's panties, you know, I don't know, but I guess if you related to the title, you're supposed to be psycho or whatever. I don't know, it was a little creepy, kind of bothered me. I don't need that vision in my head of him sucking on a woman's panties because of what may or may not be love. But yeah, my heart racing, you know, pick up your heart, thinking about you. Like, though, yeah, three love songs on this album. You know, I Feel Good, somewhere probably James Brown's rolling over in his grave or unthawing somewhere. Post-Bell Balling was, that was a little weird too. I wasn't too keen on that one. But, you know, it's like you got Glory and I felt like that was it. You know what I'm saying? And I think after that, it kind of felt a little empty. You know, at times people are saying that he sounds a little bit more focused here and there, but then when people are giving him props for that, he doesn't want to really necessarily take the props. He just want to say, oh yeah, I do this because it's just easy. But for me, man, you know, has there been some improvement in some of the songs or whatever? You know, maybe one or two. Maybe, you know, we can look forward to what he's doing here or there, but outside of that, you know, nah.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna be honest. I mean, I haven't, since Carter 3, I don't think Lil Wayne has really released anything that's like really worth me being like happy or excited about. I mean, this man has been, how many albums you been putting out since Carter 3?
Like, a lot of work.
Huh?
This is his 11th studio album.
Yeah, I mean, I know that total. I'm just saying, like, since Carter 3, it's like, has he dropped anything where I'm like, Carter 3, I was like, wow, this album is dope. Like, you know, Carter 1, Carter 2, Carter 3, I was like, this is a talented artist. This is a good artist. Since Carter 3, he hasn't, and I'm just speaking this person, he has not released anything that has made me be like, oh, y'all seen the reviews. We did I Am Not a Human Being Part 2. Sorry for the Wait. Those projects has just been like so, like just lackluster and not focused. And it seemed like, go to sports reference with y'all too. It seemed like people are waiting for that, for him to have that one Tiger Woods moment. Like they want that Carter 3 moment again. Mm-hmm. But every time, like how Tiger Woods, they, oh, he's gonna win one more major. Yeah. Tiger Woods got one more in him.
Yeah.
No, he don't. I keep telling people Tiger Woods is done.
Let me ask you this though, B. So like, were you fans of some of the verses that he's been releasing lately or whatever?
Yeah, I've said it in the reviews. And I was, and when I heard Glory, I was like, shit, like that was, I thought that was a really good song. Mm-hmm. But that's just one song. We're talking about in the whole album. It's still this, I mean, yeah, I got probably about the same amount of bangers of this. You got Glory, of course, Murder, Pull Up. White Girl, I mean, I like that just for Jeezy pretty much alone. You know, he's dead, him talking about him pretty much, him his leaving Cash Money, yeah, with Cash Money, he's dead, not gone, not forgotten, whatever. Yeah, that's fine. The little sample flip was cool, but this whole project was just, I think, and this goes, I think Eddie Murphy has said this. Didn't Eddie Murphy say about the cracker? Man, that's the best with cracker.
It's the best we got in the bag.
I think you heard so much crap from him from the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. You hear a somewhat decent project from him, and the Lil Wayne stands fucking blow their, it blows their mind. Like, oh, he's back.
He's back. He's the greatest
ever. Like, he's back. He's the greatest ever. Like, dude. And y'all been hearing just so much trash. It's like when you get a small little taste of something, you go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's not even a whole package. But like, and just like I said, me personally going into this, I was just like, man, Lil Wayne has not dropped anything. So my expectation was really low. Like I said, Her Glory was actually the best freaking song on this, along with Murder with Corey Guns and Capo. So that's about it. I mean, it's and then like the emotions on this album is just like so roller coasters. I don't know if that was what he was going for or whatever. It's like you got one song, you talking about this, and then now you're just pouring your heart out talking about this. Oh, I think the police officer that saved him when he shot himself must have passed away. He had like a heart. No, I'm not. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, just different emotions that he just had on his album. I don't know if he was
showing effort.
Yeah, but as an entire album.
So you don't think he got it in?
No. I've been saying this when Carter 3 come out, 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. I've been saying that since then. He hasn't released nothing since then. I don't think he's gonna release nothing now.
This was a really perplexing album, and not because it was really good or because it was really bad. Like, it was because it was so painfully middle road. Like, it was like right here, and it was like there were some decent songs. Mm. There were no songs on here that I thought were dope. There were some decent songs. There were some shit songs, and they were all sprinkled in together. Like, there was no like this is the good half, this is the bad half. It started off with Glory, which we all heard Glory, and we all thought, well, obviously all of us, but some of us thought that track was pretty good. And when I first heard it, I was like, wow, this is dope.
Yeah.
But B, I believe, is 100% correct. I think we all thought that song was dope simply because he's been handing us bullshit for so fucking long. When I went back and listened to this track again, it's still a good track, but when you really listen to what he's saying,
yeah,
I mean, he talks about shit. The whole fucking, like, not the whole song, but, like, it was just too much doo-doo talk. Like, holy shit, I'm the shit, brought a potty toochie. Holy shit, I can't hold this shit, my bowels loosen. Come on, man, like, it's not he's spitting bars. He's really not. He's just doing
the same.
He's
flowing better. Flow. Yeah.
Yeah, he's flowing better, and that's really it.
But he's more witty with that than he has been.
How's that witty?
I'm just, okay, because he did the whole shit talking thing three times, right?
Yeah.
But all three times, it was the same structure, but different, right?
So how is that witty?
What do you mean?
Holy shit, I'm the shit, porta potty toonchi. Holy shit, I can't hold this shit, my bowels loosen.
And what was the holy shit, whatever, I'm like God, whatever, taking a dookie, or didn't he say some shit?
I'm God. He said he's God's manure.
So,
I was God's manure.
I wish that's what it said. There were some songs on here that did give me some semblance that Wayne could do another good project. Because there were some creative songs. I think He's Dead was really creative. I actually really liked I Feel Good. The way he rhymed on it, and I thought it was creative what he did with the I feel good. I thought it was cool. My Heart Races On, I thought that was terrible. London Road, I thought that was terrible. That one had that line about feet don't fail me now, I never knew my feet to test me. Yeah. Come on, man. I'm That Nigga. That song was horrendous. And I remember I pulled into work listening to that shit. Man, I was so embarrassed.
You didn't feel like that nigga?
I didn't feel like that nigga. That was a problem. I was so embarrassed. I didn't know it was coming. I'm That Nigga. That nigga, nigga. I'm That Nigga. I'm That Nigga. And I'm looking around like, oh, shit. I'm trying to turn this bullshit down. Yeah, there's that Mike guy. I just knew he was like that. He tries to act all business-like here. He's just one of them. That was an example of Wayne trying to do something different, and it failed fucking miserably. Oh, Post-Bail Ballin', I actually thought was dope. I thought the way he rhymed on that was actually pretty dope. Murder was cool. Murder was cool. It was nice hearing Corey Guns again. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say about that track. I think he did have a couple lines. Like, there were not nearly as many lines on this album that I laughed at audibly. Like, his previous projects, it was like, I was laughing the whole thing. Like, are you fucking serious? But I'm with Ken. We have to talk for a minute about Psycho. I get the idea. But Wayne, there's no reason on God's green earth that you actually wrote down, I smell her panties while she's in the bathroom and taste what she left in her. I understand what you were going for, but that was the line on this whole album where I was like, God fucking, like, you ruined this whole album just by that. Like, I like my artists to be honest about shit. I do. I like him to, that was a little bit too honest.
TMI.
You know, way too much information. There was one line that I actually thought was pretty cool. Where he said that thing about my goons wait for you to snap like some photo bombers. Like, he had some decent lines on here. I really do think, I agree with Ralph, I do think that Wayne could put out one more good project. I think that he just needs the right circumstances and the right people around him. Because seriously,
take his time.
Yeah, take his time with it, because Wayne still has it in him somewhere. Wayne is that kid that's been in remedial classes for years, and all the teachers have said, this guy's not going anywhere. This kid's not, he can't learn shit. And then he's finally, with this album, he's finally starting to test, like, he can get out this class. He can get out this remedial class.
Lil Wayne, if you watching, you know, I think I'm the most optimistic out the group of you, definitely creating something that is definitely noteworthy. I think for me, it's just, I feel like, you know, the sobriety thing is definitely under control. Now I'm just thinking about a project holistically. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, this sounds like a mixtape. This does not sound like an album. I just want to hear that holistic approach, like a Carter 3. I still think that you have something like that in you. And I think, you know, songs like Glory, songs like Murder, like, that shows that bro, you can still spit. And that's the one that I appreciate. That's the one that I like to hear. And, you know, for the next project, I don't know if the next one's going to be Carter or whatever, but just make it a holistic project, man. And I think, you know, from there on out, I don't know where your career is going to go, because you've already, like, surpassed almost everybody's expectations. I'm pretty sure, even including your own. So I don't know where your future is going to go or whatever, but I just know for, like, the next one or two projects, I definitely want to hear something that's, like, better put together from beginning to end.
I'm taking a wait-and-see approach. You know, I think that's probably the best way to look at this. You did try out different ideas. You did try out different flows. You did try out different songs. So it shows that, you know, there may be some level of focus there, you know, from you. But, you know, we'll see where you go from here. We'll see how this title and Jay-Z thing work out for you. You know, as Rob mentioned, if you're able to do it. But I think for me, I'll just take your own words and ride out with that. And that's basically when you said that, you know, when you get your situation straightened out, that you will, you know, definitely put in the work and work on putting out a top quality project. So if you hold true to those words and just quit trying to make this so easy for you, you might put out something worthwhile. So, but again, it's a wait and see approach for me.
Wish you the best of luck with your, you know, situation you got going on right now. I'm kind of like the people approach with Jay-Z. Just give me feature verses at this point. If you spitting verses like you spit on the A$AP Rocky and Tyler Creator in the future, I'm here for that. But as far as albums, I'm like, I pretty much gave up on a good album from you a long time ago. I mean, I'm just saying.
Hey, man, you know.
I mean, that's, I just told y'all, like, he haven't put out nothing worthy for me since Carter 3, so... I mean, this is a little better, but it's not like, oh, okay, he's coming back. So, you know, like I said, wish you the best of luck in the future. And
do you, though?
Yeah, do you.
No, he said do you, though.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. I don't wish nothing bad on him. Like, I wish he do. Whatever that situation he got going on, I hope he do come out that, escape out that, and be able to make the music that he wants to make.
Just keep trying. Just keep trying, because, I mean...
It's like you make it sound like he's in a repeat of class.
Why you ain't sure? You're almost there.
Patting him on the head, shit. Good job, little buddy. I'm just saying, like,
that's so fucking.
Well, okay, here's the thing. It's like it's gotta be tough to get back to what he was doing before, right. So
especially if it's been working for him, actually, because, you know, we just don't like it. It's people,
yeah, yeah,
like that music. Like that, yeah. You know,
there is, but there's, yeah, people that look at that shit and they say this is a joke.
They caught on, like a lot of people finally caught on, like, yeah, oh, maybe this is,
yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really feel like I want to give you positive reinforcement, and because I would love another Carter 3, or, you know, even if it's a Carter 3.5, you know. I feel like you could do something close to it. So this is a step in the right direction, and that's what I feel like some people are not giving you. This is definitely a step in the right direction. I feel like you definitely sound coherent. You're doing different things with your voice, different things with your flows. I think you can do it, man. So even though this project wasn't all the way there, it was close. It was close. You're almost out that remedial class, bro. You just take one more test, study, get at least a C instead of these F's you've been giving us, you'll be alright, bro. Keep
up alive. You might as well just say it. Oh my god, dude, that's hilarious.